podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, I do bumper music in the 5 o'clock hour because it was robbed from me from all my other hours during the week for a variety of reasons. But Ethan actually wanted this one in particular. It's a song by a band named Sea Girls. And I bring that up because this is my best tie-in here. My first Kentucky Derby ever, Sue Thomas, was 1993. And the winner of that Kentucky Derby was Sea Hero. And neat. I remember that because that was the first Derby I ever went to, so I'm just going to tie that in. But this weekend, it's the Belmont Stakes. And Scott Jago, who used to be a reporter anchor over on KMOX, he helped us quite a bit on election night a year and a half ago.
Yay,
is
Scott.
A horse racing guy, and he's back in Saratoga. How are you, Scott? What's going on?
I'm doing great, Mark. Sue, good to hear your voices. Thanks for having me on.
Let me read you the text that I sent you right before the Kentucky Derby. If you write anything up on the Derby, please share. I like the Florida Derby horses. And then I said, I'm intrigued by Golden Tempo. I also said I'll change my mind 10 times between now and post time. But I included Golden Tempo in every one of my bets and all my exotics. I just didn't have that second place horse, unfortunately. But we have, what, 4 Derby horses that are in the Belmont Stakes? Am I doing the math right? 4 or 5, right?
Yeah, 4 horses. There's 9 in the field. It's, these days, some of the horses that win, like Golden Tempo, skip the Preakness and go to the Belmont. So we don't have the chance of a Triple Crown this year for the second straight year in like the third of the last 4 years. But it's still a good field. It's still an interesting race. The Belmont always is. And this is the only time in the forever that it'll be at Saratoga. It was the last 2 years at Saratoga. This is the final year at Saratoga, which means it's 1.25 miles and not 1.5 miles. The test of the champion is what they call that. But they're renovating Belmont. It's going to reopen in September as a smaller venue. The track will be the same size. But anyway, this is the last Belmont at Saratoga, and I'm here at the racetrack today. I was here yesterday. I'll be here tomorrow. And Sunday, too.
Well, you know, you raise a good point because I'd even forgotten. I knew that it was at Saratoga, but I had forgotten that the distance was, you know, down to 1.25 miles. Because what happens here is that the 3-year-olds run for the first time at that distance in the Derby. And then they scale it back in the Preakness to 1.125 miles. And then usually this is 1.5 miles. And most horses, as you know, Scott, will never run that distance unless there may be a turf horse. This is very rare. So when it's down to 1.25 miles, and I've been to Belmont Park, that is a huge monster oval. The tactics for these jockeys change on this track, right?
Yeah, they change, but even at the Belmont 1.5 miles, which again is the test of the champion, meaning most horses can't get that far, especially on dirt. But here at Saratoga and at Belmont, the one key is you got to be pretty close to the lead, which means Golden Tempo's in big trouble.
Yeah, he's a deep closer.
That's a come-from-behind horse,
right?
A deep closer. It's only a field of 9, but he was... Gosh, he got the perfect setup for that race. And I'm not taking anything from him because it was a great story. The first female trainer to win the Derby, Cherie DeVoe. She is here. I just saw her yesterday. She's from here.
Yeah.
So it's a good story. She's from Saratoga Springs, New York. So it's very exciting to have that storyline. Another storyline, Chad Brown, one of the trainers, has 3 of the 9 horses. And he's from here, just a town of 10 minutes away. But he would love to win the Belmont at Saratoga. I know he's got it. He's trying real hard to win it.
There's
some good storylines.
Yeah, I love, look, when the Derby finished and we saw her just jumping up and down, excited.
Oh my gosh,
her horse coming in. I think that was one of the most fun things I've seen on TV in a long, long time. So I would agree with you on Golden Tempo. So who do you like here in this race? Are you looking for speed? Look, Chief Wallaby was a horse that I was kind of interested in in the Derby. That horse skipped the Preakness as well. Bill Mott, Hall of Fame trainer, on board with Chief Wallaby. What do you think about that horse?
I like him. I don't think you're going to get much of a price from the betting standpoint. I think he'll be the second choice behind Renegade, maybe 3-1, maybe 5-2. I think this is a race that is going to be won by 1 of 4 horses. Chief Wallaby, Renegade, the 2 favorites, and then the 2 that I would prefer because their prices are better, and that is Commandment, who had a terrible trip in the Derby, and Emerging Market. I hate the names of the horses that are owned by Klarovich. That's the owner. He names all his horses after Wall Street. So he's got like growth equity in here. He's got emerging market. There's like a hedge fund. I mean, anyway, but
yeah, that's
that
weird.
It's just boring.
It's just boring and annoying.
Yes.
Putting that aside, emerging market should have a good trip. As I said, Chad Brown is motivated. He's got Flavian Pratt on. It's the jockey who's really good. And I do think that one has a good chance, too. Out of those four, it's hard to tell. I mean, but I would lean toward emerging market and commandment because they're going to be better priced.
So what I do in a race like this is, and I'm really kind of exotics guys. So what I might do just off the top of my head, just because I like to hit a home run and see if something weird might happen, I might take the two longest shots in the race. And that would, I think, be Vitruvian Man, who's the one horse, and maybe Otinho. Is that how you pronounce that one? The five horse? And I would
Otino.
So I'd probably wheel the one and the five with the field, and I would back wheel that, hoping for an exacta hit on one of those long shots. And then maybe I'd take Commandment as a key horse and, you know, surround it with some other horses in some trifecta boxes as well. Because you want to hope for, you know, and this is what happened in the Derby, the longer odds horse is going to give you a better price. So even if you might not get a good price on, you know, on one of the favorites like Chief Wallaby at 3-1, if he comes in with a long shot, it could pay in the exact or trifecta or the super, right?
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, theoretically, and in a lot of races, I would agree with you. Tons of races here. We've had a lot of long shots today, big prices. But those aren't grade one races.
Yeah, it's a little different competition,
I mean,
right?
The quality rises to the top in these races, which is why I'm telling you there's probably four horses that can win. Famous last words. But the ones you mentioned, I see them at the back of the pack. Vitruvian Man, I think, has zero chance of hitting the board, just to be fair to you.
No, and I realize that, but I'm telling you, I've seen so many weird things happen, and that's why I would often, I'll go into a race sometimes, I'll just put that favorite, and I'll wheel everything on top of the favorite, hoping for a long shot to come in. Now, if the favorite finishes first, and somehow one of those long shots, you know, squeaks in for second, you got a pretty good ticket. But the other way to bet this with exacta is, say you like two horses, if you like Commandment and Renegade, box those two horses in exacta for more money, do a $20 exacta. Not just a $2 exacta box, and maybe you hit the exacta that doesn't pay a lot, but you have it 10 times or 20 times or whatever, you know, that might be. So there's different ways to bet these races. What is your preference? What do you like to do?
I like to do what you just said. I usually do exactas for the most part and go big on one that I like. And then, and of course, if the horse is any price at all, you know, above 3 or 4 to 1, I'm betting it to win.
Right.
Because I'm not going to bet an exacta and then my horse wins at 4 to 1 and not have a ticket on him.
Well, that was my mistake with Golden Tempo because, again, and my key horse was Commandment, so I didn't load up on anything with win money, unfortunately, and that cost me a little money that day. I didn't cash a ticket at all, but maybe, you know, I got to look at these favorites tomorrow for sure. Anything else you think we should know about this race, Scott?
Well, not just this race, this card, this festival. I mean, it's a 5-day festival of racing, so it started on Wednesday. Today, there were like 5 grade one races. Big name horses are coming in here all weekend long. Tomorrow, you're going to get your Bob Baffert's and Journalism, who was in the Kentucky Derby last year, racing in the undercard. There are a lot of other races. There are 14 races today and 14 races tomorrow.
Jeez.
So it's a marathon, and I am all in. I can walk here from my apartment. It's 20 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. That is great. And it's, you know, I think I told you this. I've been to many, many Kentucky Derbies, about 15. I've been to a handful of Breeders' Cups, went to one Belmont Stakes. I've never been to Saratoga Racecourse or Del Mar, and those are the two on my list that I'd really like to go to.
You've got to get up here. It's an incredible place. The whole town is lit up. It's like a town of 30,000 people, but during the racing season and during this week, it's like 90,000 people. And the restaurants are great. The track is a was built in 1863, and it's the same track.
Love that. What are they doing to Belmont Park? Is it just because the grandstands were just old and outdated? Are they just doing a whole grandstand renewal and everything?
Yep. And you know, they have the new New York Islanders hockey arena right next door. They built that next door.
Oh.
So it's like it's a complex now. And Belmont was just, it was cavernous when they weren't having the Belmont Stakes.
Yes.
Too many seats, too many grandstands. And now it's going to be like a third smaller and a lot nicer.
Yeah, it needed to be.
I'm looking forward to going to see it. It opens back up in September. But yeah, it's going to be great because you got the hockey team there. Long Island, but Saratoga is a whole other idyllic world that I've come into.
I got to get out there for sure. And by the way, I've never even been to Keeneland, and that's where the Breeders' Cup is this year, right?
Oh, that's a great spot too. Yeah.
A lot of tracks to get to. You know, I feel bad because I think horse racing, as you know, is just not what it used to be, and there's a lot of challenges out there for the sport, but
sure.
I still love it. And you have fun there in Saratoga. We'll see if we can cash a ticket or two tomorrow. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care. That's
good. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. That's Scott Jago out in Saratoga. I can't wait. I have to look at the race a little bit closer because, and he's probably right where, you know, the favorites come in 1-2 and some of those long shots might not hit the board. But I like to play for things that are weird that happen, and weird things happen, Sue. I've been
around
horse racing enough. I have cash tickets on a favorite that fails to come in, and a 30 or 40 to 1 comes in first, and that is a pretty nice exacta if you hit something like that. If the favorite finishes on top of the 30 or 40 to 1, you still get a pretty good payout. So I know enough about. Look, the experts are the experts, and they always tell you things. But guess what happens when like Mind That Bird comes in at 50 to 1 at the Kentucky Derby? Nobody picked it. Now, to Scott's point, the difference there is, and this is what makes the Derby so challenging, as far as, you know, handicapping it, it's a 20-horse field, okay? Anything can happen. You have 150,000, 60,000 people.
Yes.
These horses aren't used to crowds like that. It's the first leg. It's the first time they go a mile and a quarter. A 9-horse field, it's a lot tougher to get a big long shot in because the jockeys are going to have a little more say in what their, you know, path to victory is. We're coming back with more. We're going to talk a little bit about a big event tomorrow in Grafton, Illinois.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, "Is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.